This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to show number 20 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your plumber as we attempt to keep your mental drainage flowing smoothly. All facts and reports are 100% genuine and true. So let's see if we can unclog your backed-up pipes from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
Julie Andrews failed to spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious correctly in front of a dozen giggling children. Julie, who made the word famous in the movie Mary Poppins, held her head in her hands after a child asked her to spell it during a competition in New York. An onlooker said she looked so ashamed after admitting she didn't know how to spell in front of the school children. Julie then admitted she was totally baffled by the famous 34-letter word. An 80-year-old Chinese man has washed his hair for the first time in 26 years. Shampoo had little effect on Liu Xuan's matted 6-foot-long hair and 5-foot beard, so the whole family pitched in with washing powder. In all, it took 12 people, including his son, daughter-in-law, grandchildren, and neighbors, 5 hours and 3 family bags of washing powder. When his hair was finally clean, locals in the remote mountain village of Red Flag near Chongqing City said they would try to get his name in the record books. And speaking of hair, a hairdresser is offering clients a new conditioning treatment made out of bull's semen. The 45-minute treatment costs around £55 and uses semen from an Aberdeen Angus bull off of a farm in Cheshire. Harry Salon in Knightsbridge, London, combines the sperm with the root of the protein-rich plant Katira. The mixture is then massaged into the client's hair after it has been shampooed. Then the customer is put under a steamer so the treatment penetrates into the hair. Finally, it is blow-dried. Salon owner Harry Salam said, "I have been searching for an organic product with a lot of protein because that is what hair is made of and lacks when it goes dry. The semen is refrigerated before use and doesn't smell at all. It leaves your hair looking wonderfully soft and thick," he added. A suspected car thief was tracked down by police after he left his false teeth at the crime scene. Police say Wojciech Lekwoski, age 54, broke into a car in Czarna Dobrzanka in northwest Poland and stole a stereo, but lost his teeth when he tried to make a quick getaway after the car alarm went off. He was tracked down using dental records, and police charged him with robbery. A police spokesman, Roman Krakowiak, said he tried to tell us that while the false teeth were his and had been stolen from him, he was nowhere anywhere near the car at the time of the theft, but we knew he was lying through his teeth, or in this case, the lack of them. An iguana named Mozart is enjoying a healthy sex life once again, despite losing his penis. Vets had amputated Mozart's penis so he could walk again after he was suffering from a permanent erection that had put his health at risk. A spokesman for the Aquatopia Zoo in Belgium said it was bad for his heart, but as male iguanas have a second penis, the operation has not affected Mozart's performance in any way. He was returned to his friends, and it was clear from the very first day his sex life has not been affected at all. Police had to zap a student with a taser gun after he ran naked through a school's lunch area. Taylor Killian, aged 18, performed the stunt as students were having lunch at the Westerfield North High School in Ohio. "It just seemed like a good idea at the time," the honor student told the authorities. Killian had strolled into a bathroom, removed his clothes, smeared oil all over himself, and then ran through the lunch crowd. His appearance seemed to cause pandemonium throughout the school, and students were unsure of what exactly was happening, police said. When a school administrator confronted him, Killian made sexual gestures towards him and ran away, continuing to chase students up and down. Police officer Doug Stasnick ordered Killian to stop, and after trying unsuccessfully to grab the slippery student, fired his taser at him. Killian was zapped once, tried to get up, and then was given a second zap by the taser. Killian was taken to the hospital to have the taser prongs removed, then booked and taken to the Delaware County Jail. He was charged with inducing panic, public indecency, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. He will also be disciplined by school authorities.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances for February continue with Learn Italian Month. Library Lovers Month, Marfan Syndrome Awareness Month, National African American History Month, National Bird Feeding Month, and National Black History Month. Your weekly observances are, through the 10th, it's Funeral Service Education Week. Through the 14th, it's Congenital Heart Defect Awareness Week, Rejection Risk Awareness Week, and Love Makes the World Go Round, But Laughter Keeps Us From Getting Dizzy Week. The 11th through the 17th, it's Freelance Writers Appreciation Week, National Family and Career Community Leaders of America Week, Jell-O Week, and Heart Failure Awareness Week. Your daily calendar of events include, on the 8th, it's Boy Scout Anniversary Day, Laugh and Get Rich Day, and Leadership Success Day. On the 9th, it's Toothache Day. On the 10th, it's Plimsoll Day, Pro Sports Wives Day, and Umbrella Day. On the 11th, it's National Shut-In Visitation Day, Satisfied Staying Single Day, Make a Friend Day, Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day, and White Shirt Day. On the 12th, it's Darwin Day, Abraham Lincoln's Birthday, Lost Penny Day, Oglethorpe Day, Clean Out Your Computer Day, Plum Pudding Day, and Safety Pop Day. On the 13th, it's Black Love Day, Employee Legal Awareness Day, and Get a Different Name Day. On the 14th, it's Ferris Wheel Day, League of Women Voters Day, National Call-In Single Day, National Have a Heart Day, Race Relations Day, Quirky Alone Day, and Valentine's Day.
Bizarro fact:
pearls will melt in vinegar. It is possible to lead a cow upstairs, but not downstairs. Air conditioners use 98% more energy than ceiling fans. Stewardesses and reverberated are the two longest words that can be typed using only the left hand. Armadillos are the only animal besides humans that can get leprosy. Cats have over 100 vocal sounds, while dogs only have about 10. The camel is considered unclean meat in the Bible. And speaking of the Bible, in the year 1631, two London Bible printers accidentally left the word not out of the seventh commandment, which then made it read, "Thou shalt commit adultery." This legendary book is now known as the Wicked Bible. A meteor has only destroyed one satellite, which was the European Space Agency's Olympus in the year 1993. The actress Jamie Lee Curtis invented a special diaper for babies that has a pocket. And speaking of diapers, approximately 18 billion disposable diapers end up in landfills each year. These diapers can take as long as 500 years to finally decompose. A newborn kangaroo is small enough to fit in a teaspoon. And unlike other four-legged mammals, kangaroos cannot walk backwards. America's favorite Crayola crayon color is blue. An average home creates more pollution than does the average automobile. At liftoff, U.S. space shuttles weigh about 4.5 million pounds. Barbie's boyfriend Ken was not sold in India until recently because it clashed with the traditional arranged marriages. A cubic yard of air weighs about 2 pounds at sea level. There are dolphins that live in the Amazon River that are the color pink. Approximately 4,000 years ago, chopsticks were invented in China. And that's going to wrap it up for show number 20 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you'll come back next week for our following episode. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.